guests and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I want to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I'm here today to represent the Slim Body Laser Spa Health and Wellness Center. And we're using a non-invasive FDA-cleared laser device to help people to lose weight when weight is very difficult to lose. If you have stubborn, persistent body fat, or you're struggling to get the scale going in another direction, or maybe you've had the COVID-15, they call it, the weight gain. Averages 15 pounds, by the way, across most people that were surveyed with since COVID have gained over 15 pounds, if you could believe that. A little bit. I like to. Okay, so we're a little out of focus. There we go. I like that. So it's called the COVID-15. And at my laser spa, I'm located on East Ocean Boulevard, right across the street from the Fresh Market, at the intersection of Monterey Road and East Ocean Boulevard. And you can lose 3 to 9 inches literally while you lie on your back and listen to music. It's really that amazing. We've been doing it now for, I have a 3-inch loss result guaranteed in writing. So if you come into the spa and you sign up for a plan, part of my commitment to you is that you are a good candidate and that I believe the laser, of course, will guaranteed to lose inches. And I put that in writing, and we've been doing that for 10 years. Over 5,000 people all have had that guarantee. Rarely do we miss the mark because it's a guarantee. I want to make sure you get the results. Another factor about our office is we are number one in our market. For over 10 years, we've been number one in laser body sculpting and slimming results. And I'm going to go over a lot today about who's a good candidate and what you can look for in body sculpting. It's a pretty popular new genre that a lot of people are looking at, and I believe I want to clarify some of the facts and the myths from this non-invasive body sculpting. Today's going to be all about body sculpting. My process is uniquely developed by me. Yeah, Dr. Tred. It's my dream. It's my creation. It's my effort that went into this. It was enormously, it just happened. I like to say it truly happened. At our office, we are combining stubborn spot fat reduction, such as someone that would be interested in liposuction or cool sculpting, and skin tightening along with traditional weight loss at the same time. Now, that's rare. Most offices either deal with the outer fat, body sculpting, tummy tucks, chin tightening, a little bit of flab on the thighs, or you go in for weight loss, traditional weight loss, and they can't guarantee any changes to your to the outer fat because that's not what weight loss does. I saw that as a weak point for both offices, for both clinics, whether you're into spot fat reduction only and somebody comes in and they have food problems and they're overeating and they're not taking, you know, there's issues with weight, they're not a good candidate for spot fat reduction, really, because they are dealing with too much weight. However, if you go to the weight loss center and because you've gained too much weight, you've got a lot of outside fat, sometimes voluminous amounts. That means lots. And weight loss really isn't going to change the outer fat once you get to a certain age. So having a process which can handle the outer layers along with the weight loss, it's just super more effective. And it's a specialty that we offer at Slim Body that nobody else is really able to do because their procedures, their spot fat procedures, are damaging. They can injure tissue. There's a healing process after you heat it, freeze it, suck it, burn it, you know, ultrasound it, you know, shock it with electrical waves, this new EMS machine that uses high pulsed energy, magnetic energy, which I'm going to talk about today. Our process uses a low-level laser. And the low-level laser is a device which is low-level, meaning it doesn't create any heat or damage. And what it does is it actually causes the fat cells that are located in the subcutaneous compartment, the difficult area to reach with diet and exercise. This laser releases those calories, and then they're consumed and absorbed by the lymphatic system, by the natural body's ability to heal it, to clean itself, which is the lymphatic system. And then you burn it as energy during that day. Every time you do the process, put the laser on something at our office, you lose an inch, quarter inch, a half inch, an eighth of an inch. And then you combine that with three measurements, you add an inch and a half. You do that 9 times in 3 weeks, you can lose 6 to 9 inches. And at the same time, we're helping you with nutrition. We are sitting down, and I personally am taking the time to teach you about your nutrition and what you need to do to keep the weight off, to get better results from the laser. I think all that's really critically important. And why should you pay extra for that when you're already paying for the laser? So there's no extra charge for any of the nutritional help you get. And another thing I think is really important, very unique to our process, is I'm not there to sell you a lot of supplements, injections, meetings to attend, home delivery food services. You know, weight loss centers all have a gimmick, something they have to sell in order to make a buck. And typically, you know, because to sit down with someone and teach them what to eat and what to buy and how to, you know, about food, there's just no money in that for weight loss centers. The money in a weight loss center is the supplements that are required for you to be in the program, or the fact that you're going to buy pre-shipped food, auto-shipped food, such as from Jenny Craig or Nutrisystem. Now, Weight Watchers used to be one of the only weight loss programs that did not sell you a lot of products. They had meetings, which I think are wonderful because you get support from each other. And they have they work up the nutritional education and what they call points. So, you know, proteins and simple carbs and complex carbs, they all have a point system. So instead of trying to count calories, which is what you're really doing, you just call it points. The amount of protein points and the amount of carbohydrate points, once you reach your max, you have to you can't eat any more points. Now, the other part is if you don't reach your max, you can actually have extra points the next day, which is really traditional weight loss. You know, knowing your caloric intake, your BMR, understanding the calories you're eating, how many calories you're eating, spacing it out through the day, and if you eat a little less in that day, you actually can eat those extra calories the next day. At the same time, if you overeat your calories or your points, the next day you have to eat less points. Weight Watchers started that phenomena, that fad. But if you go to Weight Watchers today, they still have the meetings, but it's filled with processed foods, things you can buy, you know, meal plans, different sippy drinks, appetite. I don't want to say appetite suppressants. I don't know all their products, but I do know when I look in, they wouldn't let me in, by the way. I looked in the window and I could see they have racks of protein bars and shake mixes and things that are very, not what Weight Watchers used to be. However, as they say, any port in storm, if you're a sailor, any port in storm is better than suffering. And I'm not critical of any of these weight loss programs because they do help you to lose weight. I just believe that I'm just giving you the facts about these different programs so you can make an informed decision. You know, it's you have to look at long term. All of these processes, weight loss centers, all lose weight very quickly. I mean, that's proven. Where they really fail is in keeping the weight off, and I think everybody knows that. All right, so you're listening to Dr. Tread Risacker. If you've just tuned in, I'm already 20 minutes into this. I haven't even given my phone number. My phone number is 772-223-5885, and I'm located on East Ocean Boulevard across the street from the Fresh Market. We offer laser lipo plans. They're three-week plans. They're 9 laser sessions in 3 weeks. It includes the use of whole-body vibration machines after the laser. You stand on a whole body vibration plate for 10 minutes. Basically, it shakes you up, gets the circulation going. They're not dangerous. We use them. People in their 90s use them. People with hip replacements, knee replacements, bad backs, all of them can use whole body vibration. You just have to use it properly, and we supervise that. And then at the same time, you're given some supplements, which are included. You don't have to pay extra. They're very simple. They're called Herbal Detox 2, and they're made by a company called Wonder Labs, and basically they are well-proven herbs. It's like 6 different herbs in that capsule. You have one in the morning and one in the evening, and there's a definite fact that toxins are stored in your fatty tissue. So toxins that you breathe in from petroleum, from exhaust, toxins that you get from the plastics, from the cosmetics you put on your body, from the sprays you put on, to the fragrances you smell, to the clothing you wear, which is no longer natural. They're all petroleum products. These toxins leach. They travel into your bloodstream through the skin and through the breath, and there's no mechanism really for the body to get rid of them very efficiently. So as you accumulate these certain classifications of toxins, which are fat soluble, you can't rinse them with water, they're stored in your fatty tissue. So the safest area of fat to store them is the fat that lines the outside of the body. If you were to store those toxins in your inner fat around your organs, that would not be a good idea when you have the outer fat available. Now, of course, you really get poisoned. You know, you have a lot of toxins, heavy body burden, they call it. It goes in both compartments. But for the most part, it's very much populated in the outer fatty layer. So, you know, this is causative. This is the etiology. This is one of the reasons why you have stubborn fat on the outside of the body. It is a direct relationship to the amount of toxins that you might have or could have been exposed to in your life. And as those toxins were stored away in your outer fatty layer, the body will crave food and crave things to make fat and fill up that compartment to protect you from those toxins. Now, it would be great if you were truly protected, but all they do is they kind of keep them under the surface. And over time, as you age, you accumulate toxins. It's an accumulative disorder. you get more and more and more and more in little bits. So you don't realize you're being toxically poisoned. And then, you know, we start having symptoms. We start having symptoms from toxic exposure. And some people might, it might manifest as allergies. It could manifest as chronic sinusitis, chronic, you know, sore throats or breathing issues, fluid, because, you know, the body's poison release system is the breath and sinuses and mucus and the skin. It might show up as skin rashes, skin lesions. It's also described, one of the big poisons and toxins which people are more educated about is mold, the black mold, right, the fungus. These types of molds that are prevalent in our air conditioning systems and in our houses, if they get wet, like as things get wet and you get this black toxic mold. And the reason why you're aware of it is there's a huge business to remove mold and to put lawsuits against people that get exposed to mold. And but it's all just a poisoning. It's a toxin which is now in your system, most likely stored in your fatty tissue. And when you start to want to look better and to feel better by losing weight, you've decreased that toxic protective layer goes down. And now those toxins are no longer protected, or some of them aren't, and they go into the system. And when toxins are released, just like any poison, you might have some sweats. You might feel nauseous. You might have difficulty cognitively thinking, keeping clear thoughts. At night when you go to sleep, you might have night sweats, wake up drenched in your sheets. And you're like, my God, what's going on? You know, just that's what poisons do to people. They make you detox. It's called detoxification. And I'm mentioning this because a lot of you out there, which is because we live in an industrial world where we cannot avoid all the poisons, we're all having these little hits, these little toxic exposures. Some have more than others. I was doing a consultation on a really nice guy my age, and he had stubborn, persistent belly fat. He was 52 years old, and he's like, I'm a healthy person, he said. He goes, I scuba dive, I exercise, I practice, you know, I'm on a plant-based diet with only lean proteins, I take vitamins, and 6 years ago, I became very, very ill, and they don't know what's wrong with me. I've ended up with allergic reactions and skin rashes. I ended up with bowel infections in his colon, like diverticulitis and difficulty absorbing proteins, which is really systemic inner gut problems. And they thought I had cancer. And I don't know, I'm living with this. But I'm here because I want to get rid of this outer fatty layer that's accumulated since this happened, he told me. So I asked him, can you tell me a little about your past? You know, your job, your work, what did you do? He says, well, I'm an engineer. He's a materials engineer, and that means paints. This guy worked at Allgrip, which is the company, you know, one of the big chemical companies that make the paints for the boats. His job was to synthesize and to deal with paints and thinners and colors and marine applications and aircraft applications. In other words, every day he went into work, he smelled paint in the form of fumes. And 25 years of working in this industry around spray painting and sanding and then just to deal with those chemicals, he started to get sick. And none of the doctors ever pointed out or looked at his past as to why this could, that it was maybe come from poisoning, because it happened so slowly. And when you check his blood work is good, you know, his hormones are good, the MRIs are negative, the x-rays are negative, but his symptoms are out of crazy. So as I told him, and I didn't know he had this exposure. So as I went into my talk about what to expect at the spa, because he was thinking of doing it. And then I mentioned the detox, and I told him about the toxins living in the fatty tissue, and it's usually because you're exposed to petroleum products. And his eyes opened up, his mouth dropped, and he said, that's it. That's got to be it. And then he told me his past as an engineer with paints. So, to needless to say, he signed up for a three-month program. My program's only 3 weeks. But when he looked at the amount of time he had and how much exposure he probably felt he had, he realized it was going to take longer than 3 weeks. So I did the normal three-week program, and then I did an extra month. I did extra 2 months at a discount, because that's what we do even if you finish the program. But I wanted him to commit to the whole plan, and I was a little bit more on top of getting him to start eating foods that help with detoxification. So the foods that occur in the planet, the herbs and the vegetables and the fresh fruits, these are cleansing foods. They are eliminative foods. The vegetable kingdom and the fruit are put on earth to give you enzymes, minerals, phytonutrients, bioflavonoids, all of these, the colors of the fruit. There's a lot of water base to them. If you eat vegetables, have a lot of water in them, you're getting, your body starts to flush out. Apples, apple juice, melons, excellent flushing foods. They eliminate toxins. So his diet was not perfect, but he liked his pizzas, he liked his pastas. He has an Italian background, and there were certain vegetables he didn't like at all, even though he felt he was on a plant-based diet. But what I found out, he was really on a organic diet, which had a lot of carbohydrates. And so my recommendation was, you know, you need to do some water fasting where you drink a lot of water to get the system to start flushing out. And then I want you to start eating more vegetables and fruit that have a high water content, a lot of water in it. And, of course, the laser to help release the toxins from that outer layer. The laser opens up the fat cells. It also improves the circulation in the outer compartment, that subcutaneous, which is where those poisons are stored. And then he went through a process of, taking the detox supplements, which are herbs which bind with poisons to form a water-soluble compound so you can just pee them out. So what you couldn't release through the bladder, you can release with the herbs connected to them. It's called chelation. And as you release those, your poison levels come down. You're literally slowly cleansing the body. Well, in 3 months, 80% of his symptoms went away. His belly fat was gone in like 4 weeks. But the next 2 months was just a process of him feeling stronger, healthier, more flexibility, less symptoms at night. I mean, his mind was able to think clearer. It was so many things that happened to him that were beneficial. It was just too many to really number. I do talk to him today. He only finished that three-month program, and he learned so much from what we went over, and he understood why he had to get rid of these toxins. And it's a lifelong mission. You don't do it in 1 month or in 3 months. It's something you have to do again and again. You know, I detoxify regularly, and yet very few people do. And, their main way they do when they feel bad is they take more pills. They take something to feel better, and that just increases the toxin, the burden. All right. We're going to come back from a break here, and then I'm going to go over a little bit about what you need to know about body sculpting and these non-invasive procedures that could save your life, or at least save you some money, because a lot of them don't work. So we'll be back in one moment. Thank you.
Now back to Stuart Laser Talk here on WSTU 1450. And back to your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
Hey, we're back. Did I tell you that I love my LaPeX BCS lipo laser? I have a love affair with this machine that goes back almost 11 years since we met. I had no idea that I was going to have my life changed the day I met her. You know, I was just walking through life, just trudging along, taking care of patients, a lot of backing and cracking and x-rays and diagnostic criterias, and was worried about the health insurance, whether they were going to cut us off or if no fault was going to go away, right? You know, I was a practicing chiropractor. And my life changed when I met her, when I met the LaPeX BCS lipo laser. I had no idea. I thought it was, I'm not a skeptic. I don't like the term skeptics because I feel bad for people that are skeptic. They never allow good things to come into their life. And I'm not a conspiracy guy either. I'm somebody who uses critical thinking. I use my brain and I look at knowledgeable things I use my knowledge to make a decision. And I also realize I don't know everything. So I can't expect everything to be perfectly printed out to me. I also go with my gut, my intuition, my spidey sense, as they say. And when I was introduced to the LaPeX machine, this love affair was not a love affair. It was more of a, you know, let's see how you do, girl. You know, maybe we'll go out for a date. Maybe I'll meet your parents, but I'm not sure if you're somebody I want to. I don't know if you're a keeper or not. I got to see. And I was at a seminar in West Palm Beach, and they introduced the machine to me with a group of medical doctors, and they explained it, the technology, and they said it was non-invasive and did not cause any injury, damage any tissue, and worked in a completely different principle than any of the other body sculpting, laser, fat sucking, fat burning, fat freezing machines. It has a completely different mode of operation. And it was something which is healthy, that could actually reduce body fat percentages without damaging tissue, without damaging the body's internal homeostasis. Now, I'm in a room with about 40 other medical doctors, and I don't want to be critical of medicine. There's a lot of great doctors out there, but I bet half of them didn't even know what homeostasis meant. You know, what does that mean? Homeostasis. That's the body's internal clock, the internal balance that you know, helps you sleep and wake up and digest food and have happiness and sadness and sleep. You know, this is called homeostasis. And treatments and modalities and things that you should apply to people, especially that are elective. You know, it's one thing when you lopped your leg off in an accident and you need something invasive to stop the bleeding. That's a whole nother story. I'm talking about trying to improve your posture, improve your look, improve the way you don't like your shape of your belly. I think that those processes should all be in alignment with things which can't hurt you. That's really important to me. That's why I would never do liposuction for myself. I would never do really any plastic surgery unless it was really, really important to me. Like I was an actor or somebody on TV and I was going to lose my job because my face was starting to sag or something. And so it got my interest when they said that it could not hurt anybody. And then I thought to myself, well, it couldn't be that effective, right? No pain, no gain, no healing, no squealing, you know, no injury, no results. That's what we're all taught. You know, how can you lay on your back for 30 minutes, fall asleep, and lose inches immediately when you get up? It didn't. I wasn't skeptic. I needed a little more proof. That's all. I'm a critical thinker. So they took a guy from this class. They measured him with a tape measure. He was 50, 4 years old. He had a 40-inch belly, just like I used to have. They sat him in a chair with his shirt off, and they applied these paddles. They looked like cell phones, about as big as an iPhone. They had two paddles with eight laser diodes. The doctor told us that in 8 to 10 minutes of applying these paddles to the area that it's touching, the fat underneath those paddles, about an eighth of an inch, was emulsified. It was melted. It was released from the fat cells. And then they're going to move the paddles to another area for 10 minutes, a third area for 10, a fourth area for 10, a fifth area for 10 minutes. So they're going to move them around five times. When they take off the paddles, he lost, and I'm not lying to you, this guy lost an inch in girth around his entire waist in three separate areas. His pants had to be adjusted or they were going to fall off. He didn't run around the hotel. He didn't eat anything less. So I wasn't ready to date this person yet, to date this machine yet. I still needed I needed to know if it was something, a big trick, something I didn't know. So I put up my hand and I said, how do you know it's just not water being released? I mean, anybody can lose inches if you just dehydrate, right? I mean, and you're probably thinking the same thing. And the doctor very, very well answered the question. He says, oh, you're thinking of a wrap, aren't you, doc? And I says, well, yeah, they got these body wraps. You wrap yourself in cellophane, you sweat, and you take it off, and you lost an inch. Big deal. Comes back. And he says that a fat cell contains water, yes. 60% of the contents of every fat cell in your body, for the most part, is water. But the other 40% is glycerol and free fatty acids. Now, glycerol and free fatty acid, that's your energy component. When you need energy, your body opens up the fat cells, water is released, glycerol and fatty acid are also released through the pores of the cell. They're then absorbed into the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system pushes them into the bloodstream, and as long as you're hungry, you burn those calories. They're consumed by you. That's how your body normally gets calories from fat. And what happens with the laser is when you apply the laser to the fatty tissue, the only thing the laser is doing is opening up the fat cells. It's not melting the fat. It's not making it go away. It's not moving it out of the body. It's not shrinking. It's only opening up the fat cells, just like when you're hungry. And then those calories are about 400 to 600 calories in that 50 minutes. And it's like having lunch, you know. If you didn't eat lunch and you came in from breakfast and you're at the lunch, let's say this seminar was at 12 o'clock, that's going to be your lunch. The fat that you had in your outer fat is going to be your lunch. And then you would have a normal dinner that night. In other words, to get a good result with low-level lasers, you got to be hungry. You got to have 2 hours of no food, 2 hours afterwards. And that's because if you do it with a full stomach, those calories will still be released by the laser. That doesn't matter, but they won't be absorbed and burned efficiently, and you won't have as much of a result. It hampers the result. And this makes sense because, you know, your body can only take a certain amount of calories every day to maintain its weight. It's called your metabolic rate. If you eat your metabolic rate every day, nothing's going to change for you. If you want to use a laser to release some outer fat that you can't target with diet and exercise, the day you come in, you're going to have to eat a little bit less. There's just no way around that. But you're not hungry, right? You're not hungry because you're getting food. It's just not coming from your mouth. It's coming from the stored fat that you've been carrying around like a freaking backpack. It's been wearing you down. It's been holding you back. It's creating inflammatory molecules. It's affecting your blood sugar, all that extra fat. It's affecting your joints. It wears your back out. It hurts your legs. It hurts your knees. It's extra dead weight. And it was created by God, by your internal body, to protect you in the case you run out of food. And since you don't plan on running out of food, most of yous out there, you're carrying around 10, 20, 30 pounds of weight. and it will affect every portion of your body, from your ability to breathe to the strength of your legs. I mean, it is just, it's a healthcare crisis. And to think a machine that you lay on your back for 30 minutes, whole body vibration for 10, don't eat 2 hours before, 2 hours after, be willing to eat a little light the day you do it, can solve the weight problem. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've demonstrated it for over 10 years at the Slim Body Laser Spa. I'll go head to head with anybody out there about what we do. It is life-changing. There's just, it's almost like, why isn't everybody doing it? Why doesn't everybody know about it? I can't answer that question. It's not a conspiracy. It's something that there's a lot of people that are invested in food manufacturing, in food serving, in food, stores. And obviously the coronavirus, they're taking a hit on that. But that doesn't mean that people stop eating food. And then there's a huge business that's developed to take care of you once the food makes you sick, right? You want me to repeat that? There's a huge industry right down the street, Martin Memorial Health System. Well, you know, Cleveland Clinic, number one employer in Martin County is the hospital system. Number two is the government. Number three are the schools, and then Publix. And that business model corrects and treats symptoms of people, for the most part, that have eaten too much for too long, or not exercising, or, you know, there's injuries and traumas. Don't get me wrong. Not everybody's going to get sick. I know that. But, you know, it is definitely the gorilla in the room that nobody seems to be looking at. So, yes, my little office, Slim Body Laser Spa on East Ocean, 772-223-5885. You give me 3 weeks, I can change your opinion, how you look. You give me 3 months, I can change your health. You give me a year, you'll never go back to the old ways again. It is that effective. And, you know, 3 weeks, $2,800. 3 months, maybe around $4,000 for the whole process. A whole year, you're talking $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Financeable, you can put it on credit. You know, I bought a car that was a lot more money than that, and I paid for it over time because I didn't have the money up front, but it was important to me to have that car. You look at what we're doing over there, to work with a doctor like me one-on-one for a year, to use laser on these outer fat at the same time you're doing detoxification, whole body vibration. You have a routine, a plan, somewhere to show up, somebody who cares about whether you're there or not, and give yourself a year. Tissue repairs every 3 months. Your entire body is replaced every 2 years, in case you didn't know that. Cells, fat cells, well, not fat cells, muscle cells, ligament cells, bone cells, entire tissues, the mucosa that lines your mouth is replaced every 5 days. Your red cells are replaced every 180 days. That's every 6 months. You have all new red blood cells. Your muscle cells are replaced every 3 months. It's as if you lived in a house that every single month, the contractor came and said, well, we're putting in a new roof today. Well, it's not that old. Yeah, but this is what we do. We don't want it to get weak, so we're going to replace your roof this week. Next month, it's all the wiring. The next month, it's the walls and the floor. The next month, it's actually the foundation is replaced. Every 2 years, you got a whole new house. That's your body. Cells do not heal. Damaged tissue cells die off, and they're replaced by new cells that are waiting as precursors right behind the dead cell, like shark's teeth, right? A shark's tooth falls out, there's a tooth right behind it coming back. The idea that cellular healing is possible is really not very rational. Once a cell has been damaged and the contents have been released, or the cell membrane has been damaged, it dies. And behind it comes a new cell to replace it. So how come you can have chronic disease if your body's replaced every 3 months to 2 years? How come you still have the same problem? You know, it's because the environment is regrowing the same problem. Nothing has changed in your environment. Nothing has changed at home, and you keep having the same problems again and again and again. If you want to change the problem, you know, if you change the environment, the product that comes out of it within 3 months to 6 months is different. It's a different product. Your body is really a lot like that. So you wonder why your back still hurts for years and years? Because you haven't changed what you're doing. You haven't changed your environment. You haven't looked at it in a way of a vitalistic approach. You're just treating the symptom, how you feel, buying a super comfortable chair, buying supports or straps to hold your back tight, relying on the latest medical procedure that will guarantee you to have a shot in the back or some new pain relief. You're upset that they got rid of Celebrex because it was hurting people. The Humira, these biological agents now, which are super expensive. That's the latest, greatest. And yes, we're waiting for a vaccination, but not going to go there. We need it, because if you don't get it, nobody's coming out of their houses. And I don't think our economy can survive without it. I don't think it has as much to do with stopping COVID as it does just allowing people to come out and feel safe again, which is just, it is what it is. So I am the guy that can help you with your health by helping you to get rid of fat. And, you know, 80% of us are overweight, 40% are obese, and like 20% are morbidly obese. Most 40% of the women, adult women in America, are obese and over 35 to 40% body fat. When you sit with your mom or your aunt or your sister and they have a waist size that's over 35 inches around the belly, take a tape. If your waist size is under 35, you're considered, for the most part, fairly normal weight, which if that was my wife, she wouldn't, you know, she's 5'2". That would be the wrong measurement for her. But for the average human adult American, 35 for a woman is considered, you know, not that dangerous. Anything over 35 is dangerous. In men, it's 40 inches. So it's as dangerous as cigarette smoking. It's as dangerous as excessive alcohol intake. It's as dangerous as going into the medical office, into a hospital, and taking medical treatment. You know, that's the third leading cause of preventable death nowadays. 250,000 people will die from errors. And that's not my opinion. That's documented by the doctors themselves. But of course, there's 350 million people that go to the doctor. So what's 250,000? In other words, don't be a statistic. Get up, pick up the phone, call me at the spa, Dr. Tread. Get started as soon as you can. Time is not your friend here. I remember as a young doctor working with my father in New York State. He'd been in practice for 51 years before me. He had two signs in his office, which I'll never forget. The first one was an image of a man, looked like he was from Europe, like a poster. And he had a big bag of sticks on his back. And he was bent over, and the caption said, "If I known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my health." Right? If I knew I was going to live this long, darn it, I would have taken better care of myself. But here I am. And the other one was, the chief thief of your health is procrastination. Not doing it. And the myth, the fake news, so to speak, is that medicine and a good insurance policy will cure you, and that you don't have to do these things because you've got coverage. We have a good hospital system. We have doctors that actually worked on the Miami Dolphins. He's my doctor, and I'll be okay. And I can tell you that 50% of all diagnoses are wrong. That was a study done by Harvard. They took the people that died at the Harvard University clinics, deaths, and then they went in, they did autopsies on over 1,500 of deaths. 50% of their entrance diagnoses was not the cause of death. They were wrong. And that's at Harvard. You know what else they found? That of all the clinical intakes that come into the university health system, only 3 to 5% were actually cured. They actually were able to do something to cure the problem. The other 85% of the entrances had chronic problems that they medicated to stop the suffering. They treated them, but they died with the problem. In other words, they gave them medicine so they would suffer comfortably. So that's the person with heart disease, the person with diabetes, the person with stroke. They can't cure those conditions, people. They give you drugs so you suffer comfortably, and hopefully you can do something to change it. But please don't wait for this. And you know, the biomarker, the thing which is glaring and staring you in the mirror every morning, if you ever take the time to take your clothes off and look at your body, is if you got a big belly or you got too much fat hanging over, please take it seriously. Doesn't, you know, find help, do something, get out and you know, take care. You'll feel so much better. If you start today, tomorrow you're going to feel better. You might be a little sore or be a little grumpy because you didn't get your cafe latte or you had to cut out a little bit of sugar or maybe you decided to walk at night. But these little choices and changes that you can make can reap huge rewards and benefits in your health and your wellness and your quality of life. Everybody's going to die. If you got another way out, you let me know. But I just don't want to be sick before I die. And there's a lot of people out there that will help you if you just take the time. So my name is Dr. Tred Risacker. It's the Slim Body Laser Spa. You know where I am. You can find me on East Ocean. We got openings, free consultations. I'll show you the laser. I'll demonstrate my process. I'll be truthful and honest with you if I think that if I can help you. You know, you just got to show up in the beginning, and then it gets a little more harder. You got to start doing more for yourself. But in the beginning, you just got to show up and start the program. We got openings today, all week, and I'd love to hear from you. So I think we're about out of time. I thank you so much. I will see you next week. God bless, and remember to just be kind to everybody, right? Thank you. Bye-bye.